Aloha, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Hang 10, dude. So Liv the Web Girl,
yes.
She has been gone for a while, but she's back. Welcome back. And
Thank you.
Just got back from a wedding / vacation in Hawaii.
It was a wedding?
Yes. Well, it was a vow renewal.
Oh, I didn't know
oh,
that.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I thought it was a wedding. Okay.
No. So my boyfriend's parents renewed their vows for their 30th wedding anniversary.
Jeez, how old are they? 80?
No kidding.
What?
I'm
just kidding.
They've got to be close.
His mom is 29. I learned that his mom told my boyfriend that she was 29 for like 10 years in a row. And then finally, when he was like a sophomore in high school, he told someone, he was like, oh yeah, my mom's 29. And like, that math doesn't really work out. And
he's
like,
oh, fantastic.
Wait. Yeah.
So the vacation was good, but I hear there were some things that weren't so good.
No. So I got super, super, super drunk one of the nights. And it's the very first time that I've gotten like really intoxicated in front of his family.
Uh-oh.
And it was so embarrassing. So we went hiking that day and I didn't eat anything like all day because we were like hiking and we went to go see turtles on the beach, all this stuff. So I didn't really eat anything. Then we go to this super nice dinner and I have a glass and a half of wine.
And that takes you over the edge?
And that took me over the edge that day.
I'm surprised. You're not a lightweight, Liv.
I know I was, and it was super like out of character for me to get that drunk off of just that.
So what were you doing, though?
This is so embarrassing. So my boyfriend has a space in between his head and his shoulder that I call his nook. And I'm like, give me your nook. Let me lay in your nook. And
in front of his parents?
So at the dinner table in front of his parents, all of his brothers, his sister's boyfriend, in this circular table at this one of the top 10 restaurants in the country, I was hammered being like, give me your breakfast nook. Let me lay in your breakfast nook. Give it to me. Look at his breakfast nook. Look how cute it is. Like trying to like lay into his breakfast nook and then like kind of fell asleep for a second.
See,
like the word nook, I think of nookie. Like I would be like, what is you want from my boy?
No, I get what she's saying, but man, I have severe secondhand embarrassment just hearing about it.
It is like literally so much anxiety. I can't.
833-JOE-ALEX is our number. 833-563-2539. What went wrong on the vacation? What went wrong on the trip? I didn't have that experience where I embarrassed myself in front of my significant other. Well, actually, I have done some stuff when we went to Costa Rica, but that doesn't have to go on the air. But I remember when I ruined a vacation or a trip, I forgot my passport, and we needed it, and we were about 3 hours into the trip, so we had to turn around.
Oh, I would have been. I don't know that I would have ever talked to you again after that.
Well, Lindsay was my girlfriend at the time, my now wife, so I guess technically she didn't have to talk to me again, but she was pissed. And the thing that's worse is she never lets me live it down. She's like, you got your passport?
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Stuff?
After you do something like that, there is no living it down. You're forever that person. Forever.
Well, last year I, now famously got in a fight with my boyfriend, the Egyptian, on our way to out of town. We went to go see a baseball game. The trip was like 4 hours.
Okay.
And in the middle of this trip, I get mad at him and I crawled into the back seat and sat in the back seat while he drove me like an Uber driver and was mad and refused to talk to him for the whole rest of the way. And he kept reaching his arm back, trying to touch my knee. Alex, I'm sorry.
That is literal petty. Goals.
Yeah, you guys are still going strong right there. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. How did your vacation go terribly wrong? We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and I don't even know what to say about what happened to you. What's your embarrassing story?
Oh, it's terrible. So I'm 13 on the beach in Florida with my cousins, and we had actually met this group of guys. And we're, like, playing in the ocean, kind of, but have our actual clothes on, not swimsuits. And when I come back up onto the beach, I had a feminine product, pair of shorts, on the beach.
So you're saying, okay, your phone cut out. So you were on the beach, and then you had a feminine product come out of your clothes?
Yes, a pad fell out of my shorts.
Oh, I cannot imagine.
Wow.
Did you just walk slowly into the ocean and just drown yourself? Because that's what I would have done.
I probably should have, but I just took off running to the hotel instead.
Oh, bless your heart.
Hey, thank you, Ashley, for calling in. We appreciate it. I think that's, if there is such thing as a winner, that's a winner. Like, live the web, girl. You should be feeling a hell of a lot better about yourself now after hearing Ashley's story. You can let us know if you got any of those embarrassing stories that you want to share on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, we have got your chance to win a trip to the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. As a matter of fact, why don't you call now? We're going to play a little game. We'll get you hooked up with that. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That is 833-563-2539. Good luck.